November 18. God's work characterized by calmness. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40. I met a man and his wife who claimed to follow the Word of God and to believe the testimonies. They have had an unusual experience during the past 2 or 3 years. They seem to be honest-hearted people. I told this brother and his wife that the experience through which I passed in my youth, shortly after the passing of the time in 1844, had led me to be very, very cautious about accepting anything similar to that which we then met and rebuked in the name of the Lord. No greater harm could be done to the work of God at this time than for us to allow a spirit of fanaticism to come into our churches, accompanied by strange workings which are incorrectly supposed to be operations of the Spirit of God. As this brother and his wife outline their experiences, which they claim have come to them as the result of receiving the Holy Ghost with apostolic power, it seemed to be a facsimile of that which we were called to meet and correct in our early experience. Toward the close of our interview, Brother L. proposed that we unite in prayer, with the thought that possibly while in prayer, his wife would be exercised as they had described to me, and that then I might be able to discern whether this was of the Lord or not. To this I could not consent, because I have been instructed that when one offers to exhibit these peculiar manifestations, this is a decided evidence that it is not the work of God. We must not permit these experiences to lead us to feel discouraged. Such experiences will come to us from time to time. Let us give no place to strange exercisings, which really take the mind away from the deep movings of the Holy Spirit. God's work is ever characterized by calmness and dignity. We cannot afford to sanction anything that would bring in confusion and weaken our zeal in regard to the great work that God has given us to do in the world, to prepare for the second coming of Christ. Selected Messages, Book 2, pages 41 and 42.